The province released the 2022 Sunshine List on Friday afternoon, which details public sector employees whose salaries exceed $100,000. This year, 266,903 public servants made the list, up from 244,000 last year. The town of Midland listed 21 employees, including former Chief Administrative Officer David Deneau at the top of the list, $201,357, who retired in 2023, followed by Executive Director of Environment and Infrastructure and Acting SAU Andy Campbell, $188,120, and Planning, Building and Bylaw Executive Director Adam Farr, $177,217. The Sunshine List includes government employees, as well as those that work for Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation, and other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. For Penetanguishene, 12 entries were noted with SAU Jeff Lees at the lead, $169,007, former Midland Penetanguishene Joint Fire Chief Paul Ryan, $132,413, who retired at the end of 2022, and Finance, Treasurer Director Carrie Robillard, $129,771, and Public Works Director Brian Murray, $127,149, on the list. Just 5 Tay Township employees were on the list, including former Modernization and Corporate Initiatives General Manager Daryl O'Shea, $174,266, who departed the municipality in late 2022, Operational Services GM and Engineering Manager Sean Berrio, $145,530, and Protective and Development Services GM Sean Amer, $130,220. At Tiny Township, 14 notables were listed with SAU Robert Lamb ranked first, $176,296, and trailed by Finance Treasurer Director Haley LeBlond, $146,532, and Public Works Director Tim Leach, $144,471. 6 public sector employees from Beausoleil First Nation were listed, including former Finance Director Justin Cotter, $130,851, Paramedic Chief Anthony Felice, $123,084, and 4 paramedics. Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care led the area with 224 employees on the list, a jump 17 from last year. The hospital, based in Penetanguishene, was topped by Dr. Plabin Ismail, $420,962, Dr. Akhil Mishra, $419,294, and Dr. Kevin Young, $415,561. The Waypoint list also featured numerous program and department managers, pharmacists, registered nurses, psychiatrists and physicians. Retired President and CEO Carol Lambie was paid $410,706, having left the hospital midway through 2022. Over at Georgian Bay General Hospital, a jump of 94 employees made the list from just 69 the year prior. President and CEO Matthew Lawson, $279,924, was promoted in the fall after serving as Executive Vice President and Corporate Services and Chief Financial Officer. He was followed by Patient Care and Clinical Services VP and Chief Nursing Executive Sukhjeet Saini, $192,448, and outgoing President and CEO Gail Hunt, $191,721, along with a number of nurses, pharmacists, program managers and nurse practitioners. At Chigamick Community Health Center, 6 employees made the list, including Dr. Kevin Byron, $286,354, Dr. Kyle Lee, $173,879, and nurse practitioners Nicole Ayotte, $128,114, Sandy Parks, $127,602, and Lisa Laducer, $125,043. Meanwhile, Dr. Charles Gardner, the medical officer of health for the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, $325,055, was the head of 67 names on the list for 2022. Associate Medical Officers of Health Dr. Lisa Simon, $246,936, and Dr. Colin Q.T. Lee, $222,472, also led the pack. There are 295 County of Simcoe employees on the 2022 Sunshine List, an increase of 25 listings from the 2021 list. Sal Mark Aitken topped the list, making $298,277. He was followed by Health and Emergency Services General Manager Jane Sinclair, $257,618, Corporate Performance General Manager Trevor Wilcox, $235,727, Social and Community Services General Manager Gregory Bishop, $233,206, and Senior Counsel Marshall Green, $211,103. Just over 1,900 Simcoe County District School Board employees appear on the 2022 Sunshine List. Director of Education John R. Dance tops the list at the Public Board with $280,876. Secondary teacher Karen Littlewood was next, $227,508, followed by Associate Director Don Stevens, $224,123. There are 889 Simcoe-Muskoka Catholic District School Board employees on the list. Topping the list is Director of Education, Francis Bagley, who earned $249,697 in 2022. There are more than 5,248 OPP employees on the list. Those range from frontline officers to those working in supervisory and management positions throughout Ontario. The highest paid OPP employee is physician Andrew Reed, who earned $386,442 last year. Second is OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick, who earned $386,442, more than $30,000 from the previous year. Topping this year's provincial list is Kenneth Hartwick, President and CEO of Ontario Power Generation, who earned $1,726,068, in 2021 about a $100,000 increase from the previous year. The top overall three earners work at Ontario Power Generation. Since 1996, public sector organizations, including municipalities, have been required to disclose the salaries, names, and positions of employees paid $100,000 or more in a calendar year. To see this year's list, click here. With files from Jessica Owen.